Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
NFL Sunday.
NFL Sunday is brought to you by
Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com.
The New England Recovery Center in Westboro, Mass.
Zuti, build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details.
And the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers.
This hour of NFL Sunday brought to you by Feldman Geospatial. They get it right from the ground up at FeldmanGeo.com.
Time now for NFL Sunday, broadcasting from the best yet private brand studio.
With Super Bowl champions Christian Fourier and Jermaine Wiggins, alongside Andy Gresh and Rich Keefe.
NFL Sunday is brought to you by
Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com. The New England Recovery Center in Westboro, Mass. Zuti, build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers.
NFL Sunday
with Fourier, Wiggy, Gresh, and Keith on WEEI.
Halfway home on this NFL Sunday, getting you ready for already week five in the National Football League season. Tons of injuries. When we get to the inactives at 1:30,
Good Lord.
I mean, it's a laundry list, including for the New England Patriots as they head to the Houston Texans to take on what I know some have said are Patriots South. Because you got Nick Caserio down there. You have the wrong Reverend Jack Easterby, who is apparently running things.
You got like 5, 6, 7 players. You got a million players.
I thought
down
Patriots thought was Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that's,
no,
it's Brady Gronk, but this is like Burkhead, Cannon, Cooks, Amendola,
players,
Rivers,
front
like
office.
Yeah.
And how do they go from Bill O'Brien? That's the other thing, too, Wiggs. They had Bill O'Brien down there. And then Jack Easterby is still the guy running. I mean, it just goes to show that there are bad owners.
Right.
Tommy Boy McNair, who's now taking over for the old man.
You don't think you need snake oil, and yet you still buy it.
It's bad owners, bad coaches, bad GMs. All over the place.
A lot of that in the league.
Bad offensive coordinators.
Mm-hmm. I know we're going to get to comparing the Patriots to some other teams, but even though it isn't necessary to this particular game, there is a story in the NFL that I do think is kind of bubbling right now, and that is an email from 2011 was unearthed about John Gruden, and he wrote some very inflammatory things in terms of the appearance of DeMaurice Smith. Now, I know for a lot of people in the league, DeMaurice Smith is a polarizing figure. Hell, even his own players, big-name guys, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, people like that, were railing against the head of the NFLPA while they were negotiating the new collective bargaining agreement that is supposed to start after next NFL season. And John Gruden has come out and apologized. I don't know if the NFL can really say anything, but he used racist rhetoric in terms of describing DeMaurice Smith. Wiggs, can John Gruden lose his team over this? Or is, I hate to say, is it all too common for a lot of these guys as they've grown up? Or it's just pure business? Hey, I work for this guy. I like making $10 million, so I'm going to turn my head to the side that this guy ended up making a reference about DeMaurice Smith that might not sit well. I'm curious for where you're at on John Gruden, this email coming out. It was over 10, or it was 10 years ago. But nevertheless, we talk about Urban Meyer maybe losing his locker room for just getting grinded on from some 20-year-old in a bar he owns.
Right.
But this is real stuff that is going to stick to John Gruden for a long time.
Yeah, and I think a lot of players just look at it like they do in everyday life and go, that's who people really are. I mean, you know, they're behind the scenes, whether it's a group text message they have with their buddies or a conversation that they might be having at their house when it's their friends over that they feel they're confident and they can trust in. I think they look at it and go, that's probably the way he talks and makes jokes all the time, you know, and I think a lot of players go, that's who he is. And I'm probably looking at him a little bit more sideways now that I know it's out there. Before, I maybe didn't know that, but when it comes out there, I think a lot of, you know, especially a lot of black players are going to be like, you know, that's probably who he's been his whole life.
Well, I wonder if for some players it confirms what they were thinking. And I have
that's
no idea.
That's interesting.
You know, I have no idea, yeah, but I'm sure come across people who are like, I don't really know for sure, but I got a feeling that this might be how they think, or this might be, you know, what's funny to them or whatever else. And now you get this, and you're like, okay, yep, it's confirmed. So it's probably how he addresses it to the team, too, right? Like, and how strong the relationships were to begin with. Like, is this sort of like a guy's? Like, this was so dumb. I wouldn't do this. Like, do you even? Everybody apologizes differently.
Right.
Some are more accepted than others.
That's right.
Because there is obviously something about the, you know, second chances. And is the person actually sorry? And is the person, is everybody able to move on with it? Or are you like, just in the back of your mind, you're like, this guy. Like,
yeah,
come
you
on.
Look at you look at him, and I think, Rich, that's a great point that you bring up. You're like, you're looking at somebody and going,
I could see
maybe this guy said, and then when you see it comes out, you go, I knew it was like that all the time. You know, just by the way that they might say certain things, right? And there's always, you always find those guys like, oh, you got a lot of gold chains on there, huh? I look at you, you're dressed in a flashy suit. I see you in your flashy suit with your flashy, wow, bright colors. And you're starting to say, I wonder what he talks like. I wonder what he's saying like behind people's back when it's just him and his buddies. And I'm not talking the coaching staff. I'm talking about like, you know, he's having some drinks at the house where he knows he can say certain things.
Right.
And you make a great point where I think there are a lot of players go,
that must be it.
That's kind of who he was. Maybe he's changed over time, but the problem is you don't know these guys outside of football.
It's business, right?
Right.
Like, you do business with these people, and you're not hanging with John Gruden at, you know, MGM Grand.
Right. And you would be, and listen, you would be shocked with probably some of the things that players say amongst each other when they're around each other. You'd be like, whoa.
That's what you think?
You put that in an email? Right? You know, you better hope that you better hope this text message don't never get out. Or but I think, and that's just, I think, like, that's the way the world is, right? People say this and they say that, but you know when you're when you start to hear certain people, like I say, they say certain things. You know, and I used to look at, and I looked a little sideways at people when they used to talk about Cam Newton like that. You know what I mean? Or the favorite line that they use, why can't they be like hockey players? You think hockey players would complain about this? And that's when you know, you go,
it's a business trip. You should dress like you're on a business trip.
Yes. Right. Rich, so like,
quit celebrating in the end zone.
Bingo.
Yep.
And that's kind of how players think. And then, you know, now you got an email out here. It just proves that maybe not that everybody's going to say, oh, they celebrate or they, you know, that, because there are some people like, oh, you know.
Well, the other thing is like, how many coaches, GMs just went back and deleted a lot of emails? Like, how much do you think that also happened, too? Because you're like, that email came out 10 years ago. So Gruden's been on ESPN and coaching the Raiders every day between those
times.
He's
been on Monday Night Football, which is maybe the flagship game of the week for
and
the
who
NFL.
Who did he send the email to that the email got leaked?
I forget. It said,
I think it was the Wall Street Journal that unearthed it.
Yeah.
I
mean,
but
where did they get it from? If this is like somebody's private email that he sent to somebody saying this kind of stuff, that person would have to.
You know how it came up is an investigation of the Washington football team's atmosphere of workplace misconduct. The NFL wouldn't be investigating Raiders coach John Gruden for an email sent to former Washington executive Bruce Allen
while he was on Monday Night Football.
That's right. Yeah. Now, Bruce Allen was the general manager of the team in Tampa when he was down there, and that was Gruden's handpicked guy.
Yes, okay.
So this got unearthed by the Washington football team being the WFT.
So the problem is Bruce Allen didn't delete that email,
right.
And John's probably picking up the phone like, Bruce.
What are you doing?
Why are you delete that?
Because this is also so different. Remember a couple of years ago where it was really the thing to do was to go back into people's tweets and go back into people's Facebook pages.
Yeah.
But the big difference there was it was a lot of athletes that they were getting, you know, put on blast, but it was they were like 17 when they tried to do it with Mac Jones. Like so many guys did it. And I look at it I'm like, all right, well, these guys were not even 20 years old. This one, it might have been 10 years ago, but John Gruden was 48. Right. He was 48. He'd already been in the league a long time. He was working on Monday Night Football, so he doesn't get the, he was young and dumb excuse. Like
right,
because
there were just certain things you don't know, right? Like, you know, there are certain things you don't, you know, if, an, like, you know, for Robert Kraft, Jewish owner, there are certain things that you don't put in an email, even if you don't like that guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, even if you might not like what, you know, Kraft's beliefs are as far as running in his organization or in the NFL. Like, there are certain things that you just don't stoop to that level. So even with DeMaurice Smith, there are certain things, even if I'm not a fan of the guy, Gruden, like, there are certain things that I don't say. But, Rich, you brought the point up, and it's the way it is. You know, some people say things about people when they feel like they're amongst their confidants, and they go, you know, this is how I talk anyways. And now when it comes to the light, you know,
I feel like the risk reward there is not evenly balanced.
Well, look,
but Bruce Allen might get a chuckle or I would look like a racist.
Yeah, but you got to understand you and I keep saying you brought up a great. It's part of their DNA.
So right. No, I guess that's not how they think.
Yeah. Right. So for them, they're not thinking about that. They're just like, I'm trying to get a laugh out of my buddy.
Here's the ultimate question, too. And I know, Gresh, you're going to get into the AFC kind of standings here.
But this is a worthy discussion.
Raiders are 3-1, though.
That's right.
Is the thing. They're 3-1. They are tied with the Chargers and the Broncos, and they're a game up on the Chiefs. It looks like a really good division, and it looks like a sneaky good team. Does this have the chance of derailing things?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Only because it's really going to be how Gruden handles it behind the scenes.
And see, I think the way he'll go, and you know, from somebody being in that locker room, I think he now knows guys are going to be looking at him sideways. So he's going to go the extra mile to make sure he's super apologetic, right? Mm-hmm. So he's going the extra mile to make sure, hey, this isn't who I am. I didn't mean it in that way. You know, Players Day, hey, I'm giving you, we won on Sunday. Monday and Tuesday, you get off. We'll see you Wednesday, right? He's going to go the extra mile to try to win back, you know, that locker room and especially black players in his locker room to say, hey, listen, that's not who I am.
Right.
And I didn't mean it that way, so now I'm going the extra mile, you know. And that might be more of just doing things to go like, oh, okay, you know, Gruden's giving us the day off, no meetings, whatever it is to try to get guys to say, all right, you know what, even though I'm looking at him funny, you know, it's just, he said he made a mistake.
I can see Gruden walking into the room and going, you know, you guys hate DeMaurice Smith as much as I do, except I went about it a bad way. Now we can all go about hating him.
Right. Knock on wood if you're with me.
That's right. NFL Sunday is sponsored by Ketches Law Group, where you pay nothing unless they win at KetchesLaw.com. Zuti, build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zuti.com for details. The New England Recovery Center in Westboro, Mass. And your New England Kubota tractor dealers. It's right now just Wiggy, Gresh, and Keith here with you. For you, I'll be back in the noontime hour. We will go to Houston and talk to Ben Volen of the Boston Globe. He will join us towards the end of the show after everything has gone down pregame, and we have an actives coming up in 15 minutes. But it's, you know, a lot of the Gruden talk is perspective, right? Because the players are going to have a perspective, a thought, and maybe even a confirmation of a preconceived notion about John Gruden. So the perspective here is there are a batch of 1-3 teams in the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, are the Patriots better than these group of teams in the AFC that are 1-3? Can we safely say the Patriots are better than the Jets, who are 1-3?
I think they are, yes. And they beat them head-to-head.
Yeah.
It's their lone win, so I think it's pretty clear that they are Jets are playing right now, by the way. They're getting beat up by the Falcons, so they're likely to be 1-4. But yeah, I say they're definitely better than
the
Jets.
Are the Patriots better than the Dolphins?
Well, again, if you want to use the head-to-head metric, you could say they're not. I would say they're similar. I would say that is a team that even though they lost, you know, Damien Harris fumbles. They don't get a chance to kick the field goal. They lost by a point.
But you lost.
But you lost.
Right.
So I would say right now Miami is probably better, although their quarterback situation is a bit of a mess.
Right. So and they have the issues at quarterback.
The Patriots have a better defense.
Yes, but you have the O-line issues. But yep. It all goes back to you played this team, you lost to this team.
You lost. I'll say, I think at the end of the year, the Patriots will have a better record than the Dolphins.
Yeah, I think the Patriots are better than Miami. Miami has been a major disappointment this year.
Wait a second. Are we doing an exercise here?
Yeah, we're doing an exercise.
Exercise is moving all over the place.
Well, no, let me just say that. You can't always just use head-to-head when there's a bunch of games at stake. So if I said to you, who's a better team, Alabama or Texas A&M? Everybody's going to say Alabama, but then you'd be like, head-to-head guy would be like, A&M's better.
And did anybody believe that the Saints were better than the Bucs last year after on week one?
Or, like, again, there's two great examples week one. Steelers beat the Bills, and the Saints beat the Packers.
Right.
But we're saying through the first 4 weeks of the season, these 1-3 teams.
I think the Patriots are better
than the Dolphins.
And here's why. Agree. Here's why. I think their defense is much better.
Okay.
Their offense is kind of a wash. And their coaching is better. So over the course of the season, I think they are going to be better. And also the loss came week one as well. So the teams can be a little bit different.
See, I would disagree, but this exercise is fluid.
It is. It's very fluid.
You know, we're not looking at the first 4 weeks. We're looking at the first 4 weeks plus where they'll be at the end of the season.
I tossed that in there, but first 4 weeks is fine. I'm just saying that they are.
Right. So the Dolphins beat Tampa today, then they're better than Tampa.
No.
Because that's the line that people go down.
You can't
and I'm
just
with Keith.
Head-to-head.
Right. It's just, it can't be.
Part of it.
Right. This is a 30,000 foot view kind of where all of these football teams are at.
Because not to jump ahead on all the teams, because as Gresh said, there's, six of them that are 1-3. In the AFC, I don't think you're going to find one that has a better defense than the Patriots.
Probably not.
And I don't think any of them have an offense. Even if you like their offense more, you're not going to like it significantly more. So you can
Wiggs, are the Patriots better than the Pittsburgh Steelers?
That's a pretty shoddy team right now, Wiggs.
Yeah, their quarterback stinks.
I would say
they got a good defense, but I would say that you're probably better than them because you have the edge in coaching.
Yep.
That doesn't mean you'd beat them. That means you got a better team.
I think they're better.
How about, a part of today will be Houston, but, I think even though the Patriots are beating up Houston.
Yeah, you're better than Houston.
Houston's a number one pick caliber team this year.
Well, and I think if Tyrod Taylor was in, maybe you give them a puncher's chance. But this Davis Mills, he is. Somebody has to have the worst starting quarterback in the NFL, and right now that is him.
Yeah, you're better than Houston.
Yeah.
How about are the Patriots better than the Indianapolis Colts, who are sitting there at 1-3?
That falls into the category of you might be better than them, but that doesn't mean that you'll beat them.
So that, to me, is the closest one.
Right.
Out of all the teams, I would say if somebody gave a passion speech for why the Colts are better, I'd probably get talked into it. I think they have a really good roster. They still got to figure out if they're quarterback and play or not. But if you look at what they did, so they just beat the Dolphins last week to get their first win.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to the Seahawks, Rams, and at the Titans. So, those aren't.
Right.
Those aren't pushovers. That's a good schedule.
No, that is pretty tough. And so.
And they get the Ravens today, by the way.
Right.
In Baltimore on Sunday night.
Yeah, that's a good game, too. So, they could fall to 1-4.
Oh, Monday night, sorry.
Or they play the Monday night game.
Yeah, sorry.
That's a team that, and by the way, in the division that they're in, I don't think they're left for dead yet. You know, they're 1-3. The Titans are 2-2, and they just lost to the Jets.
Yeah, that's the closest team that I could say maybe, because if Carson Wentz can play similar to what we've seen in the past,
yeah,
he's could be a pretty good quarterback. Ben Roethlisberger stinks, right?
Yes,
so there's nothing he can do.
Yeah, Steelers, Jets. And Texans, I think, are the worst of the 1-3. I think Patriots, Dolphins, Colts are sort of in a different tier.
All right, let me throw these 2-2s at you quickly. Okay. Tennessee.
No, they're better than you.
I think they are. I know, again, they lost to the Jets, but no Julio Jones, no A.J. Brown. That's pretty done. Now, that's a team that I feel like their defense will let them down again.
Right.
They have all the star players on offense, but that defense is going to let them
down. But their offense is good. See, now, like, when you look at that team, you go, okay, they have a good offense, and if you struggle against the run.
Oh, yeah. How many yards will Henry have against the Pats?
So that's the way I look at when you're comparing these two teams. I think that they're better than you because even though you might have a better defense than them, their offense is far better than your offense.
And those are going to be two, I think, great head-to-head games for the Pats, is both the Colts and the Titans.
Well, that is the one thing about the record where the Patriots are at is they're still going to play the Chargers, the Colts. They get Cleveland as well. Yep. By the way, Baker Mayfield playing with a labrum issue. I don't know how that's going to get better during the year. No. Now, how about this? At the end of the day today, the New England Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs could both be 2-3.
Yeah. Jeez. Well, the Chiefs are better than you.
I think the Chiefs are better, too. Yeah. I mean, again, their defense is bad, but their offense is so good that I'm not going to. And again, they have a good coach. The coach knows what he's doing. So,
see, your defense is good, but if you had Gilmore, you could be a top three defense, and you could make up for a lot of the things that maybe, you know, hey, we're not going to struggle on defense because we're legit on defense. Right. You have a good defense now. But if you run into a Kansas City and let's say the defense, you know, doesn't play their greatest game and Kansas City scores 24 points, how do you beat Kansas City? How do you beat Tennessee when they score over 20?
I think Kansas City is going to have a big backslide because their defense can't keep up.
Yeah, they can score so quickly.
I think the issue is they're going to get tilted in terms of time of possession, and offensively, there's going to be more pressure put on Kansas City to score a point a minute per se, because they're going to get less of them, I think, because of the defense, but Kansas City is better. There's no question. The inactives are coming out in just 7 minutes here on NFL Sunday, and boy, there are a lot of situations around the league to keep an eye on. Right now, it's time for Shime to Trend.
The Real Post Game Show, this Sunday after the game.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Budweiser, the major league beer. Red Sox Rays, game 3 of the ALDS this afternoon. Series currently tied at 1 game apiece. You can catch all the action right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. First pitch 4:07, pregame 3:07. Tonight's Red Sox playoff game on WEEI is presented by the all-new WinBet Sports Bar at Encore Boston Harbor, the perfect spot to watch any game. And today, before Game 3, you can watch WEEI's live BP baseball show with Rob Bradford and Steve Peralt from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Cask and Flagon on the corner of Lansdowne and Brookline Ave, brought to you by Budweiser, the Major League Beer. The Patriots take on the Houston Texans today. Kickoff for that game is at 1. Patriots having some offensive line issues. They're going to be without 4 of their starting linemen today against the Texans. The Celtics beat the Raptors 113-111 in preseason action yesterday. Trending now also brought to you by Arch Painting. For a free estimate, call Arch Painting today at 1-844-ARCH Painting. Visit them online at archpainting.com or download their app and get a free quote. I'm Chris Scheim. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
More NFL talk, more often. This is NFL Sunday
on WEEI.
We have three tackles, plus Isaiah and Trent. So we'll see how it all works out. I mean, there's obviously some questions there, so I don't even know the answer to myself. I'm not trying to be evasive here. Not that you would ever think that. I'm trying to be evasive. I'm saying that. I mean to put words in your mouth there, Mike.
Bill Belichick morphing into Shecky Belichick at the Chuckle Hut. And the inactives are pouring in right now for the early games, 11:31. It is NFL Sunday. Jermaine Wiggins with Gresh and Keefe here with you. Christian Fourier will be back for the final hour as he is doing TV. And the one thing we do know about the New England Patriots is, well, they got some issues on the offensive line. So inactive today, among the following who will be inactive today, it'll be on the COVID reserve list, Isaiah Wynn and Mike Onwenu. Trent Brown has been moved to IR, so he's out the next 3 weeks. And Jalen Mills is inactive today with a hamstring. Ronnie Perkins inactive with an ankle. Sean Wade inactive with a concussion. Shaq Mason out. And that was before they even got on the plane and went down there, Keith.
Abdomen injury for Shaq Mason, which must have been a practice because he played every snap against the Bucks, and he even joined us on Monday. So usually they don't let the injured guys talk, but Shaq Mason was out. Also, Devin Asiasi and J.J. Taylor are out. Ooh. So the rotating running back who fumbles de jour takes a sit.
And Ramondre Stevenson in today.
That was quick for J.J. Taylor.
Taylor had a nice run, didn't he?
And I know that we've talked about the offensive line, and you would think, okay, you got to go to the short passing game. I know when Andy Hart joined us last hour, he was, hey, you got to pound it. Is Ramondre Stevenson up, Wiggs, an indication that it's going to be power running today?
I kind of agree with Andy Hart on that one. I think you just run the ball 30 times, you know, 40 times, give it to Stevenson, give it to Damian Harris. You just run the football, and you hope that your defense puts you in good field position, and you keep the throwing down to a minimum. I think that's a good game plan.
The Taylor fumble, I think, really helped, though, too. Like, I think it was sort of a...
Oh, that was it.
I think Bill was content to sit Stevenson for the rest of the year.
Right.
But James White goes on IR, and J.J. Taylor fumbles, and now you're looking at Harris and Bolden, and you're like, all right, we drafted this guy. He was active week one. Let's put him back in there, and he gets a shot. Also of note, all of the practice squad linemen that got promoted, all three of them, are also active. So, like, those guys, you could say, I mean, two of them are probably going to start, and I bet you see all three of them.
Well, yeah,
they probably play eight linemen today.
Well, most teams will bring and dress on game day eight linemen.
Yeah, and I bet they all get in.
You got to have that, you know, and you got to have that just in case, you know, you got a couple guys that get hurt.
So get ready for Will Sherman, Alex Redmond, and James Ferentz.
Devin Asiasi inactive today as well.
Yeah, he's Scrubbins.
Here are the Texans inactive list. Charles Omahinu, a defensive end.
Nailed it.
Danny Amendola, Rex Burkhead, Scotty Phillips, Jimmy Moreland, Brevin Jordan, Deshaun Watson. I tried to build it up to where Watson might be in there.
I thought he might start today. No, Deshaun Watson is just going to not play ever again for them, but they're going to pay him to not practice and to not play. Things are going really well.
Now, is he not playing because...
He doesn't want to.
So does he have some type of injury?
Nope.
No, he's a healthy scratch every
week. So he's just
week.
A healthy scratch?
Yep. Correct.
Wow.
Because he won't play. Because I think as soon as they say you are going to play, he'll fake an injury.
He'll fake an injury.
Yeah, that's what I believe.
So they kind of know that. They're just like...
They're trying to protect the assets so that they can eventually trade him.
Right. I mean, even though the Gilmore stuff was a mess. The Watson stuff is next level mess.
And we talked to Seth Payne, a guy who does a talk show, and he was a defensive lineman in the league for 10 years, covers the Texans. And we asked him about Watson, and it was just like, well, you know, there's really no end in sight to his civil issue, because it seems like I would almost think that by now the civil issue is as much or more of a problem than the, okay, let's figure out where we're going to send this guy issue. But yet that hanging over his head is keeping other teams from maybe trading for Deshaun Watson at a price point that he probably should go for. And I'm really starting to think, and again, I think the business of the NFL is way different than we imagine. I know they're going to dangle him out there at some point. I just wonder if they're losing picks every week this guy is gone, that asset is diminishing, because eventually when you trade him, I mean, is this guy really going to sit the whole year?
No other team
is going to say, we'll assume the risk of bringing this guy in. And it's just amazing to me that this guy might sit and then he still goes for like 5 first round picks.
I mean, it won't be 5, but it'll be a bunch. He's still really young, and he's still one of the 5 best quarterbacks in football, in my opinion. So I think he's going to go for a haul. And I think teams like Miami or teams like Denver or teams even like Indy, who probably thought they were a little bit better than they were, all of a sudden are going to have to be like, all right, we're going to have to make this tough decision. We're going to have to give up a lot. Miami's the one, to me, that makes the most sense.
Well, Denver makes a lot of sense,
and too. Denver does, too.
It's more about the Texans asking for? What are they asking for? Are they asking for 3 first-round draft picks? Are they asking for 4 first-round draft picks? Because sooner or later, they're going to have to come down off that price a little bit.
I would agree.
3 ones, 3 threes, and, like, players, like, they wanted like a Herschel Walker deal.
Right. See, so they're probably not going to get that. So you got to go, okay, realistically, we probably can get maybe 3 first round draft picks.
So why are they not going to get that? Just because of the off field issues he's dealing with?
I think that's part of it. And they have to look at the Matt Stafford deal, right? Matt Stafford went for 2 first round draft picks, I believe.
Yeah, it's a little muddied though, because Jared Goff went in return.
Right.
And they probably gave up a 1 just to get rid of Goff.
So I think if you're the Texans, you go, okay, if there's a team willing to give us 3 first round draft picks, that's good enough. And then whatever else we could kind of get from them, whether that's a player, whether maybe that's a couple of, you know, 3rd round picks or a 4th round pick, I think you then do that, because this guy's never going to play for you. And I don't really think another team has to, you know, what's the real risk for the other team? Worst case scenario, he settles out.
The risk for the other team is
he doesn't settle out. Worst case scenario is the off-field stuff really picks up, and then he gets suspended and has to miss
more
time.
But if there's another shooter drop on the off-field
stuff. But if he doesn't settle out, then doesn't maybe that's how you go, all right, he's going to fight this thing to the end?
Yeah, maybe, and I guess some teams are probably more willing to bring in a guy and get the reaction from the fan base and have to get the HR department up and going, right? Like, do we want to deal with this when we first trade for a guy?
See, again, I if you turn the business hat on, an owner is the one who makes this decision. Like, the football guys go to the owner and say, are you comfortable with it?
Ready for this, yeah.
It's the owner that ultimately has to be ready to deal with the fallout. And then that gets into, is there more that just hasn't been rolled out yet by that lawyer?
Yeah, but owners ain't really tripping about that, though.
Yeah, until you go home and then your wife says, you traded for this guy that's owners, a miscreant or something like that?
You don't think owners are worried about it? Why do you think Antonio Brown's not on the Patriots?
Because that owner tripped about it. Now,
there you go. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Right, but
so owners are. I mean,
but the thing about it is, in the Deshaun Watson situation, you don't need 32 owners ain't going to trip about this.
I get that, but I'm just saying some will.
But he don't care about that.
I know, but let's just say hypothetically, like the Kansas City owner would want him, but he doesn't need him. So like that's the other thing.
Well,
so
yeah, that's right. It's like the Gilmore thing
a little bit.
Jacksonville is never going to trade for Gilmore, even at that price point.
But there's going to be enough teams out there where the owner is going to go, you know what? He's so good that I don't trip about the off-field stuff the same way in Kansas City. They ain't tripping about the off-field stuff when it comes to, say, Tyreek Hill or Frank Clark.
Kareem Hunt, though, they dropped.
Well, you're right.
But guess who didn't trip about...
Not on Hill, I understand.
Guess who didn't trip about the Kareem Hunt off-the-field stuff?
Jimmy Haslam, who, by the way, has a quarterback already in Baker Mayfield, where, to your point, Wiggs, and it's not a bad one, Jimmy Haslam he's got his own issues and has had them off the field with that pilot flying J for a while, but that's a team where the owner might be okay with it, but they're not getting rid of Baker Mayfield.
Somebody's going to trade for Deshaun Watson. I truly believe that, but I think what's happening right now is all these other teams are looking at Houston and they're saying, we're not going to give you so much, maybe not even because of the legal stuff, but we know he's not going to play for you. He has said he's not going to play for you.
Right.
We're doing you a favor, and so they're going to kind of lower that. So what you're going to need is to get two teams to get into a bidding war over him. That's what you desperately need. And at that point, I think you could get three number one picks. Jalen Ramsey, you got two number ones and a four.
Right.
He's a great corner, but he's not a quarterback.
Well, see, it's more about the Texans going, all right, there are owners out there that are not going to trip about this situation. There are owners that are going to go out there and give us something for Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson, now, you know, if you're the Texans, you got to say, okay, are we cool with three first-round draft picks? And whether it's the Miami Dolphins
or whatever
team, are we cool with that? Or are we standing on the ground saying we're not budging off what we want? Because if you're the owner of the Texans, why are you doing that? Because you're probably not going to get, and it has nothing to really do with the off-field stuff with these other teams. These other teams are like, we know you want to get rid of them. We're not giving you that.
There's that.
Because if the Texans said we only wanted three first-round draft picks for him, he would already be gone.
I don't think so. And that's where you get into the business of the league, because that's where the owner has to sit at a press conference and say, we've done our due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is a terrible person. And oh, by the way, I'm staking my reputation on this guy as not a terrible person because he will be the face of our franchise.
But Chris, let me ask you a question.
But that's the risk for, and then you got to go to the business community where you want sponsors, and then you got to sell the same thing as the owner.
But let me ask you a question. If it's the other teams out right now, do you think Deshaun Watson not getting traded as of right now is more because of the off-the-field stuff or because of the price in the package that the Texans want?
The off-field stuff.
See, I don't think so. I think it's the package that the Texans want for Deshaun Watson.
If you're an owner,
Wiggs, how do you look at your fan base and say, this guy is not what you think he is, and I'm putting my professional reputation on it as the owner?
Right.
How do you say that? But that's the thing. That, to me,
he's going to win football games for us.
I think that, and then what you're saying as an owner is, I don't care about that other stuff.
No.
I just want to win games, because that's where the owner, because the owner is going to have to be the one to sit beside him at the press conference.
Right.
Because look, if he was traded for three first round picks, the football people and all of us would say, totally makes sense.
Yeah.
But then you got to go to hospitals. Then you got to go to Dunkin' Donuts,
They do it every day with players all throughout the league.
But it's not your franchise player.
Tyreek Hill, he's
not a franchise player.
Tyreek Hill's not a franchise player?
No. When you think of whatever team Tyreek Hill played on.
I'd say Mahomes is the face.
Yeah, he's
the face, but Tyreek Hill is still a franchise caliber player.
I don't think so. I don't think you build a team around him the way you would a quarterback.
But he's
not doing the press conference every day, whereas the quarterbacks, unfortunately, are the face of your franchise.
Mm-hmm.
I think
in a way you're both kind of right, because I think a lot of teams would want to trade for him, but they think they can get him at a reduced price because of this, and they're holding that over. So I think the off-field stuff is significant because they feel like, say, whether it's Miami or Denver, are saying, we'll give you two. And then Houston still thinks his value is the same as if he didn't have any off-field issues. Real quick, Rush, because this is the inactive segment.
That's
also,
right.
I want to point out Dalvin Cook out, Joe Mixon in. So those are two of the big fantasy running backs that were game-time decisions. So Dalvin Cook officially out, which is too bad because the Lions' run defense is atrocious.
Joe Mixon off the field issue.
So not face of the franchise.
Not a face of the franchise.
But
not
still,
even close.
Owners don't care about that. It's about can the guy help us win.
They do, but they when it's a franchise player, which is why Houston isn't playing.
And they didn't use five first-round picks on Joe Mixon.
That's
they used
true.
Like a fifth-rounder or fourth-rounder.
It's the
rounder.
Price right now for Deshaun Watson, in my opinion.
Why didn't the rest of the league want Stephon Gilmore if he is supposed to be what some say he is? We'll peel that apart next. This is NFL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sunday.
More NFL talk, more often. This is NFL Sunday
on WEEI.
Stephon Gilmore, the 2023 sixth-round pick that went from Carolina to New England. A lot of folks saying, why didn't my team do that? It's 2 years away. It's a late pick. Teams elsewhere around the league were saying, all right, well, if he's going to be free, well, then the recruiting process will be on. In fact, quarterbacks around the league, I'm talking star quarterbacks around the league, were texting Gilmore, come play here. Their teams would have been behind them had they gotten to 4 o'clock. The Patriots didn't even get that close. About 1:30 Eastern, they said, all right, we've got our move. We're going to make our trade right now, and it's to the Panthers. Get them out of the division. Get them out of the conference. That's my hunch anyway. They sort of did that with Jimmy Garoppolo. I think they wanted some control on where he was going to go, whereas if he was a free agent, he could have ended up anywhere. But there was interest in Stephon Gilmore after the trade. Some teams around the league were like, well, we would have done that. They didn't really engage us in talk. So that is why Stephon Gilmore went for a late pick, not even this year, but the year after. Great deal for the Panthers.
So that's Mike Garafolo of NFL Network, and we've learned here in subsequent days, it's Wiggy, Gresh, and Kiefer with you on NFL Sunday. Fourier will be back here at the top of the hour. That apparently the Patriots and the Panthers had talked. The Patriots didn't like the price point and then ultimately went back to them to be able to send Gilmore away, and that added, I guess, a little bit of clarity. I didn't realize that you can only make a trade with the New England Patriots if they call you. So I guess phones don't work both ways.
Yeah, that's why, because, you know, I don't like the trade. I was upset with the trade. I thought you could have gotten more for them. But it's also the way this happened, I definitely now blame the other teams if they're feeling like they would have given more, because we started our show. So it was during the Greg Hill show, you found out that he was cut. Right, that was the first report, or was expected to be
released
cut.
At 4
released,
today. Yeah.
No, released. But all the GMs in the league know how it works and with the transactions and the way the days go. So as soon as they heard that, if they really wanted Gilmore, why wouldn't they have called the Patriots? Now, again, if you get into Bill's not taking their calls, or Bill wanted to go to the NFC, or Bill liked the Panthers for some reason, that's a little bit different. But for him to say, oh, all these teams were upset, then call the Patriots.
Right.
Call them. Offer him a fifth or a fourth or whatever, and you probably could have gotten him. So that part of it's a little weird, because I wanted to pile on and be like, ah, oh, Bill really screwed this up. But you're letting all these other teams off the hook. I don't really get it.
Yeah, I didn't get how he only went for a 6th round draft pick.
Well, that part of it's very strange.
2 years from now. Essentially, it's like a 7th this year.
I don't give a damn if it was this year's draft.
Yeah, a sixth round pick.
The fact that he went for a 6th round draft pick and everybody still says that he's a top 10 corner in the league makes no sense.
Well, that's the thing. Fans are saying it. We're saying it. I don't know if the league believes it.
Well, the players do. I mean, the NFL Network comes out with their list. ESPN comes out with their list where they pull other GMs and stuff. In preseason, they do position group rankings.
Right.
And Steph Gilmore was top 10 in every single one of them going into the year. Even higher. He was like 6th in a lot of them.
Right.
And you saw guys like Davante Adams were kind of trying to recruit him online. And Mike Garafolo says all these top quarterbacks wanted him. I'm sure Brady wanted him. There's reports that last year Brady wanted him, trying to get him down to Tampa somehow. So I think he's still – now, again, we'll find out.
So are all the GMs wrong?
Well, see,
The ones that needed a corner and didn't trade more for him are dead wrong.
Not dead wrong. But I also think that you have to look at, okay, like if you're Jacksonville and the Jets, it's like, all right, why are we going to do this?
Oh, there are certain teams that eliminate themselves.
Half of the teams are out, let's say, just on cap space alone.
So let's say you eliminate half the teams because
– they suck.
Know, they suck, yeah. Right? Then you eliminate – you know, another, you know, quarter of the teams because of cap space, right?
Okay.
So then you start to factor in, okay, what teams can afford them and what teams could feel like, all right, this one guy will put us in the position to kind of get over the hump.
So the Green Bay Packers absolutely dropped the ball on this.
Right.
Absolutely did. And now you find out that Jair Alexander, who's one of the few corners actually better than Gilmore in the league, he might be out for the whole season. Green Bay is a team that's trying to win. They're trying to maximize Aaron Rodgers' final deal or final year. And
well, the Tampa Bay Bucks
dropped
the ball.
Couldn't have thrown in a 5th round pick. Well, Tampa's one of the, again, I don't really believe that the cap space is going to preclude you from doing things, but they would have needed to make a lot of other moves in order to get him.
Okay, and so you can't do those quick enough to trade for a player to be able to get him in. That was real. Like, can cap space be manipulated? Yes. Could cap space have been manipulated in 2 hours? That's where you run into an issue.
If Gilmore got cut, I'm confident that Tampa would have taken the next week to reshuffle the chairs, and then they would have signed him.
Well, then Gilmore would have controlled the situation to where they could have waited to where he wants to go. But in terms of trading him on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why he didn't go to Green Bay. That seems like a real miss on their part. Well, and the Pats might have been able to get more for him because they're kind of desperate.
To me, there's like so much stuff that goes on behind the scenes. Like, what, you know, Gresh, you talked about teams can't do this and calling and trading and this and that. I even with the Carolina, I'm like, how is Gilmore only going for a 6th round pick? Like, that to me is the most mind blowing thing. Even if I feel like, this guy might not be 100%, still a 6th round.
Here's what it is, Wiggs. We can quickly tie it into when the team's intentions are known. The price starts to drop. It's a little bit like, even though that we had a much bigger discussion about Deshaun Watson, one of your points was everybody knows Houston's got to move the guy. So at what point does the value start to go down? And I think that's where really it seemed like now in hindsight, the Patriots really tried to the truly we're going to smoke out a better offer. And in the end, they didn't smoke out a better offer. Because it was apparently the one that the Carolina Panthers had put in originally. So it's you're either going to cut him or why would we overpay?
So you think by the Patriots coming out with, we're going to release him.
They were hoping for better than what they got.
But that backfired on them because teams are like, well.
No, they already knew what the inevitability was. And that was that was the prayer. That was the last ditch effort.
Okay.
Because nobody blinked.
Right, but that's just what I'm saying. They were hoping that the teams blinked, but it backfired where they said, you know what, you're going to release him? We'll wait till he gets cut.
Yeah, I think everybody knew that the situation was untenable. And we'll see if that ends up getting to that point in Houston to where if, say, Deshaun Watson only goes for 2 first-round picks or a 1 and a 2, and we look at the price and be like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. It's the way the teams around the league end up reacting. We're ready to go into the final hour of NFL Sunday. We are coming to you live from the Best Yet Private Brand Studios. Fourier will be back. We'll get you an update from Falcons Jets in London and go around the NFL. Final hour, NFL Sunday next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.